transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
All week this week, we've been hearing in the gospel that at some day, at some time, the Lord is going to come and call us to heaven, and that we have to be ready. And today, my brothers and sisters, is no different, because today also in the message of the gospel is the very clear understanding that at some time, on some day, and we don't know when, the Lord is going to come for us. And the question is, what will our response be to Him? Will we be ready to answer the call and to enter into heaven? In this morning's parable, the Lord gave us the story of the great banquet. And this is, of course, a very common understanding of what heaven is going to be like. It's going to be a great and wonderful banquet. And the Lord says that He sent His servants at the time to those who had been invited, "Come, for the things are now ready." Olethene etimi. To everyone who had been invited. My brothers and sisters, we have been invited to heaven. And we are also the servants of God. So in this morning's gospel story, we can actually place ourselves in more than one place. We are the invited guests, and we are also the servants of God. This morning, you have chosen to come to church. This morning, you are answering the call. You have answered the invitation. You have come to church. And so today, I want you, just for a moment, to place yourself in the role of the servants of God. And the Master says, "Go to everyone who had been invited and tell them everything is ready." So my question for you, my brothers and sisters, how many people this week did we go out and invite to church? Τα παιδιά μας πού είναι? Where are our young people? Have we gone out and brought them into the church? Or have we sat and made excuses for our own family members? As we see in this morning's gospel, it says that one by one, they all began to make excuses. The first one said, "I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you, have me excused." Don't we make that same excuse for our own family members sometimes? "I'm sorry, Father, they can't come to work. They have some important things to do." Another one says, "I just bought a few yoke of oxen. I have to go test them." Now, I'm not quite sure what testing oxen means, I have to be honest. But how many times do we use the same excuse for our family members? They have work to do. But we really know it's just excuses. If we want to be in church, we're going to be in church. We have made that choice today. You have made that choice today. Many of you growing up have made the difficult choice at times to put things aside and to come to church. My favorite excuse is the third one, the newlyweds. "I just got married, I cannot come." That's it. No, nothing else. Doesn't even ask. It doesn't, you know. But my brothers and sisters, the Lord then goes on to the servants, and that's us, and He says, "Fine, if they don't want to come, go out and get everybody else." So I ask again, how many people did we invite to church today? We have to appreciate that sometimes our own family members are not going to want to come to church. And everyone is free to make that decision. Όλοι είμαστε ελεύθεροι. Ήρθε πάμε την εκκλησία, δεν την πάμε την εκκλησία. Είστε θόνοι του ουρανό ή δεν είστε θόνοι του ουρανό. Either we're going to enter heaven or we're not going to enter heaven. Because the message of this morning's gospel is if we are wrapped up in excuses, either for ourselves or for other people, there's going to come a time when it's too late for excuses. There's going to come a time when the Lord says, now is the time. And when the Lord comes, we're not going to have another moment to say, περίμενε. Έχω δουλειά. I'm sorry. We're going to be left outside. The Lord makes it very clear. He says, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Look around and see the empty seats we have this morning. At the second liturgy, there's going to be more empty seats. Our job, my brothers and sisters, is never finished as long as there is one person outside this church who has been called to God. Whether they are Greeks, not Greeks, it doesn't matter who they are. All have been called into the kingdom of heaven. And today we are his servants. Today it's our job to leave these doors after the divine liturgy and to remind our family and our friends and our neighbors and our co-workers and the strangers we see across the street. What are you doing on Sunday? Τι κάνεις κάθε Κυριακή? I ask that question a lot as I meet new people. I say, so where do you find yourself on Sunday morning? Well, Father, I know I should be in church. Enough is enough. Let's go and get them into God's church. Τα παιδιά μας πρέπει να είναι μέσα στην εκκλησία. In the choir, in the chanters, in the narthex, sitting in the altar helping. Our young people, I'm so wonderful to see some of them here. But where are the rest? Our job as the servants is to call them and fill the church, it says, that my house may be filled. Sometimes that means, I have to warn you now, sometimes that means we have to give up our seat. Uh-oh. Δικό μου θέση. Όχι. True story, in my former parish, we had put in new carpet. And you know, to put in new carpet, you have to move the pews and put the carpet down. And so after the pews were back down, everyone sat in the exact same seats they had always sat in. I'm learning already after just a month who's here and who's not here by the empty seats in our church. Because everyone sits in the same place. I understand that. Everything is comfortable, right? But if we're honest with each other, if we are the good servants of God, then we'll give our seat to the new person. We will stand in the aisles so someone new can come in and hear the word of God. Someone new can come in and be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. That's what it means to be good and loyal and dedicated servants, not coming up with excuses. So my challenge for you, my brothers and sisters, Christmas is coming. How beautiful would it be if not only was our church filled, but it was filled with new people. Not just the old who have come back. We want them too. But we want the new people also. We want everyone who has been called into the kingdom to come. And sometimes people will make their excuses. Όλοι είμαστε ελεύθεροι. We are all free to do that. But those of us who choose the excuses are going to be found on the outside, knocking on the door. And God is going to say, I'm sorry, there's no room anymore. Because you waited too long to prepare yourselves. You waited too long to answer the call. I mentioned last week at the second liturgy that my challenge was to ignore the world. The world has so many other challenges for us. The world has so many other priorities. The world is going to give us all sorts of excuses that we can use to not live our life with Jesus Christ. And being in church is not enough. There's a saying, just because I'm sitting in the garage doesn't make me a car. Just because we're sitting in church doesn't mean we're living the life that Christ asks us to live. Even if we have chosen to come to church this morning, our life is filled with excuses of why we do not forgive those who have done something against us. Why we come in and we give someone the eye as we pass them by. Just because we're in church doesn't mean we are in church. Enough of the excuses. Take the time this week, my brothers and sisters, because we don't know when the Lord is going to come call us. There are 3 funerals scheduled for next week in our cathedral. We know they come. Sometimes young, sometimes old. We have to be prepared to answer God's call at the moment it comes. And if we spend our life in excuses of why we don't live the life of the church now, and the Lord comes, it'll be too late. But thank God He has given us another day. Thank God we are feet touched the ground this morning. Another chance to repent. Another chance to get it right. Another chance to stop making excuses in our life. Another chance to embrace the life of the church. To pray as the church teaches us to pray. To fast as the church teaches us to fast. To come for Holy Confession as the church teaches us to come for Holy Confession. To come and offer our metanias in front of the altar of God. All of the life that we have inherited from our ancestors is to prepare us for that moment that God calls. Hopefully, we will not be uttering the excuses at the last moment. Hopefully, we will be ready to enter into heaven and to greet our Lord as good, loyal, and faithful servants. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.